Mr. Chairman, can you talk about some of the specific items that the chiefs were talking about when you made your decision for the 21-day quarantine? And then, and did the medical science ever factor into the decision? Just the fact that the majority, the vast majority, if not all of the U.S. troops who are down there are not going to be in any kind of contact with Ebola. Mm-hmm. Was that ever factored in before the decision was made?
Yeah, so let me tell you the thought process. First of all, the men and women we've deployed over there are there in larger numbers than any other group. As you've heard the Secretary say, we anticipated we'll probably reach 4,000. Secondly, they'll be there longer than anyone else. These healthcare workers come and go because it's such an intense environment for them. You know, they may go for, you know, 30 or 60 days and then leave the area because of the intense pressure they're under. We're going to have our young men and women there for 6 months at a time. That's the duration of our deployment. Not in direct contact with Ebola, but they're there longer. So more of them. We're not healthcare workers, by the way. You know, we're infantrymen and we're supply clerks. And so when you add those things together, here's what I would tell you. We did factor in science. Physics is the science we factored in. You know, when we do, you know, this is not about small groups of people who are transient. There's protocols for that. It's also not about healthcare professionals in direct contact with the Ebola. There's protocols for that. This is about a major military operation and big things on a global scale. And so we took a conservative approach, and we'll assess it in 45 days.